All right, let's jump right in. We're headed straight to the heart of New York City fashion today. But not the names you already know. We're digging deeper, looking at the up-and-coming brands, the ones about to make it big, you know.
Yeah.
Those names you'll be hearing everywhere soon.
Yeah, it's really something. New York's fashion scene, I mean, it's constantly changing, you know? It's electric. And these up-and-coming brands are tapping into that energy, the attitude. It's not just about the clothes themselves.
It's definitely more than just clothes. Take AMTDLR, for instance. Their whole Made in New York thing, that's a statement.
For sure, for sure. And then you see a piece like their Rebel Angel tee and that Malcolm X quote about compassion. I mean, wow, they're not messing around.
Bold move, right?
Totally. It's like they're saying, look, we're about something. They're weaving social commentary right into the clothes. And I think it's smart. They're attracting a certain kind of customer, someone who gets it.
Someone who wants their clothes to say something. Yeah, I see that. And speaking of statements, have you seen Antonio Marrero's stuff?
Oh, yeah. He's doing some really interesting things.
Custom vests, right? But made from Carhartt jackets. That's upcycling on a whole other level.
Totally. And the way he presents it, too, with that sold out the archives section on his site, it's like you're getting a piece of fashion history.
Yeah, like it's exclusive. And you got to get it now or it's gone. Okay, so this next one, Max. I got to be honest, I'm a little stumped.
How so?
Well, their website, it's almost like there's nothing there. Barely any photos of the clothes themselves, just a list of countries and languages.
That's interesting. You know, maybe they're going for the mystery angle.
Mystery.
Yeah, like they're so cool. You know, work to find out more about them in a world that's constantly shouting at you. Sometimes silence speaks volumes, you know.
That's one way to look at it.
Okay.
Okay, well, speaking of hard to find, there's Raspberry Hills. Turns out it's not even its own brand. It's a thing the Jeeves Gallery uses, but they're known for being pretty elusive.
Ah, so they're playing that if you know, you know game.
Right, like it's a secret society.
Definitely feeds into that desire to be in the know, to be part of something exclusive, which, let's be real, is a big part of fashion.
Huge. So we've got AMTDLR making a statement, Antonio Marrero upcycling in style, Max with the mystery vibe, and Raspberry Hills playing hard to get.
It's a good mix.
It is, but we've got one more, Mycole & Co. It's actually pronounced Michael, by the way. Totally different vibe, Bronx inspired, community focused. It's like they're bringing the heart of the borough to the runway.
Right, and that's what makes New York fashion so great, this incredible mix of styles and approaches. You've got brands like Mayle & Co. celebrating where they come from, and in a city as diverse as New York, that's powerful.
Yeah, it's about more than just the clothes. It's a whole story, a connection to something bigger than yourself.
And that resonates, you know, especially these days. People want to support brands that align with their values. So we've got AMTDLR making their statement, Antonio Marrero upcycling like a Pro Max, keeping it mysterious. Raspberry Hills, the elusive fashionistas, and Mayle & Co. straight out of the Bronx. What a lineup, right? Absolutely. It shows you the range of creativity happening in the city right now. It's really exciting. You know, let's go back to AMTDLR for a sec. That Malcolm X quote they use, that's not an accident.
Right. It's like a mission statement.
Yeah, exactly. It tells you who they are, what they're about, and they're not shying away from it.
It takes guts, for sure. But in a way, it's also smart marketing. It sets them apart, you know?
Totally. They're not just selling clothes, they're selling a whole ideology, and that appeals to a certain type of customer.
The kind of customer who wants to wear their heart on their sleeve. Literally. Okay, but how about Antonio Marrero? His upcycling thing? That's pretty unique.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about being trendy, it's tapping into a larger conversation,
Yes.
you know?
Sustainability.
Exactly. Everyone's talking about it, but he's walking the walk, taking those Carhartt jackets, giving them a second
And
life.
making them even cooler, right? I mean, who wouldn't want a one-of-a-kind vest with that kind of history?
It's smart, and it speaks to that desire for something unique, something with a story. And then you add that whole sold out the archives thing. Genius.
Pure marketing gold creates that fear of missing out, you know? You got to get it before it's gone.
Works every time. But you know what I'm still thinking about? Max, that website.
I know, right?
So minimal, almost like an anti-ad.
Do you think it works? Like, are they actually attracting customers that way, or are they just turning people off?
It's a risk for sure, but I think they're banking on the fact that their target audience, the people who are really into this kind of fashion, they're going to be intrigued by it.
It's like a challenge, almost. Like, if
Well,
you're cool enough, you'll figure it out.
exactly. And it plays into that whole exclusivity thing, that sense of being in the know. Okay, but how about Raspberry Hills? Talk about playing hard to get.
Right. Like a ghost. but somehow everyone's heard of them.
It's that word of mouth magic. It's like a secret spreading through the city, and it makes it even more desirable, you know?
Totally. Like you were part of this exclusive club. Okay, last one. Maya Cole & Co. Such a different vibe.
It's refreshing, actually. In a world of high fashion and luxury brands, they're coming in with something real, something grounded.
They're not afraid to show their roots. And in a city, that's all about being yourself. That's a powerful message.
For sure. It's about authenticity, you
right.
know? And that's something people are really craving these days.
Absolutely. So we've got AMTDLR with their bold statements, Antonio Marrero and his upcycled masterpieces, Max keeping things mysterious, Raspberry Hills riding that wave of exclusivity, and Maya Cole bringing that Bronx energy to the scene. It's a lot to take in, but it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is. There's so much talent, so much creativity, and it's constantly evolving. It's like a snapshot of what's happening in this city right now, and it's inspiring.
Yeah, it's like this whole ecosystem, right? These brands.
Mm.
They're not just existing online. They're out there doing things.
Absolutely. It's all about the experience these days. Like, take Max, for example. With that super minimal website, I bet you anything, they're doing some really cool stuff. IRL. In real life.
Yeah.
Pop-up shops. Exclusive events. You know, the kind of stuff you have to be in the know to even hear about.
It adds to the mystique, right? Makes you feel like you're part of something special.
Exactly. And it's smart from a business perspective, too. Creates that buzz, that word-of-mouth marketing that money can't buy. Okay, but what about Raspberry Hills? They're already kind of doing that, right?
Yeah.
With the whole elusive gallery thing.
Yeah, but I bet they're taking it a step further.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing installations, art collaborations, stuff that you won't find just scrolling through Instagram.
Nice. You want to go on a fashion treasure hunt through the city, right? See what you can uncover.
Totally. Like, what if you stumble upon a Maya Cole & Co. pop-up shop right in the heart of the Bronx?
That would be amazing. It's about bringing the brand to life, you know?
Bringing
it tangible.
Those little moments, those unexpected encounters that really stick with you, you know?
It's the difference between seeing a photo of a cool outfit online and actually feeling the energy of a fashion show, right?
100%. You can't replicate that.
So what we're really saying is New York fashion, it's alive. It's out there. You just got to know where to look. Exactly. And be open to the unexpected. That's where the real magic happens.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground today. AMTDLR, Antonio Marrero, Max Raspberry Hills, and Maya Cole & Co. Five brands, five completely different approaches.
But all pushing the boundaries in their own way, which is what makes New York fashion so exciting.
It's a constant evolution. So to wrap things up, if you're looking for the next big thing in fashion, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and most importantly, your mind open to the possibilities.
Because in this city, anything is possible.
And that's the beauty of it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the heart of New York City's fashion scene. Until next time, stay stylish.